I'm still patient on 2 for Planthive Gathers.
Hey, Jessica, with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, Sandra. I just wanted to check in. It looks like I've... maybe it may have been because of some of the bubble wrap comments you made yesterday, but just wanted to check with you.
And Jessica, sorry, comm got choppy right as you asked your question. We were not able to hear it.
Okay, yeah, I was just doing the Planthive Gather, and I noticed that I have 40 minutes to get, like, a couple tools, so I just wanted to make sure I'm not missing something. Chris thought that maybe it was because of the bubble wrap comments that they made yesterday in yesterday's activity, but just wanted to see if I was understanding the full intent of this activity.
And Jessica, you're understanding correctly. Yeah, you're going to grab those cool tools, and we added time so you could grab more bubble wrap and scrap them.
Okay, yeah, I mean, we have all the bubble wrap in one location. It's just that, you know, if I don't know what the piece of hardware is yet, then I don't know exactly what size I need. So I think that's just kind of a challenge, but I'll just try to organize the bubble wrap so that once we get there, we can just pick from those pieces.
We copy, Jessica, and we're going to grab some step numbers from the procedures for you so you know the approximate size of the hardware you are going to be packing today.
Okay, thanks.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Jessica and Planthive Gather at your convenience.
Right on 2.
Hey, Jessica, so we got some dimensions for you on the items that you guys are bubble wrapping and covering in foam today. The top priority item is going to be the growth chamber, and that is 2 foot cubed.
Okay, yeah, I saw him send out the priorities. I basically just organized all the bubble wrap. It's in piles of size, so we have what we have, and then we'll just have to tape it together as needed to fit that. Hopefully we'll have enough. I found a little bit more in Cygnus, and we also have some foam if we need to use it, but we'll let you know as we're going if the plan isn't working out.
Copy that, and for your reference, the ECSs you guys are packing are also 2 foot, but they're only 4 inches in depth.
Okay, copy. Thanks. Location on 2 for Cal.
And we're with you on 2.
I know there's some info in the stow track activity about taking any excess bubble wrap and using that for the other activities. Some of these items that are in here are still wrapped in their bubble wrap bags, and I guess I'm not sure if any of the intent is that some of these should remain for protection. For example, there's several items that are fiber support. For example, fiber support and laser 767 nanometers. There's a couple of those, and then there's some other boxes. They're all wrapped in individual bubble wrap bags. Is the intent that I can take those out of their bubble wrap and stow them without bubble wrap, or should some of those items be staying in the bubble wrap?
And we copy all, Jessica. Stand by, check.
And Cassandra, there's also some, like, in computer board kit alpha. There are several items that are all, that's the computer board kit alpha is a big bubble wrap bag, and then there are several items inside it also in bubble wrap bags. So I guess the same question for those. Some of these do say ESD sensitive, so I would assume that for the ESD sensitive items, those need to remain in their bubble wrap bags.
Excellent question. Appreciate the additional information. We are checking.
All right, great, thanks.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Jessica and Cal.
Go ahead.
All right, so the intent is to remove excess bubble wrap only. So if the bubble wrap doesn't have anything in it, it can be removed, but any items that are currently in bubble wrap should remain in their bubble wrap.
All right, copy. Thank you.
And thank you for double checking.
So station on 2 for Cal.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'm making progress, but there are 2 items that I cannot find in the stow track anywhere that I did find in these bags. The first one is a small Ziploc bag labeled syringe 5mm, and there are indeed 2 5mm syringes in it. I think that Jack used these syringes in his first Cal activity. I'm not sure what for or what was supposed to be done with them afterward, but I don't see them called out anywhere in stow track. And then there's another Ziploc bag labeled with a 2 on it, and the contents, and it looks like the contents match what it says on the labels. It says number 4 long torque driver 3/8 inch drive, number 6 long torque driver 3/8 drive, and number 10 long torque driver 3/8 drive.
And we copy all, Jessica, and we will look into getting you a location for those items.
All right, copy. Thanks. Until station on 2 for Cal.
With you on 2.
So another few questions in line item 3.05. It just says Ziploc cold atom lab. I don't know if that's an empty Ziploc or whatever it is, but I don't see it. 3.08, this one is a little confusing because it says empty bubble bag for atom chip power cable serial number 001. But then later in someone in the subset of step 8, it reports that the serial number 001 should be in an empty bubble bag, should be in a bubble bag and stowed in a different location. So I left that bubble bag over the, I left the cable in the bubble bag and stowed it. I did not find power cable temp stow bag that says it was in 5383. And I believe that is it.
And we copy all, Jessica. We'll take a look.
Oh, and also steps 5, 6, and 7, I do not see.
And we copy, so you're not seeing the items in steps 5, 6, and 7.
Oh, actually, I thought I was just doing these three bags. Okay, so I have to go find another. Those things are at a different location, so I guess stand by on those.
And we copy.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack with regard to OGS activities at your convenience.
Houston Station, Jack's on 2 for OGS, however got it.
Jack, you are go in step 1 of the sampling activity. Thanks for kicking off the OGS Palooza.
Yeah, OGS Palooza. I'm going to step 1, but I'm still a few minutes behind you. Can you give me some more details on line 18 of the Stonote, the flexible modular cleaning tool? What does it look like? I don't see anything labeled that way in the CPD.
Check in. And Jack, I'm told that is a blue tool. It looks like a ball joint with an orange tip.
Awesome. I do see something that meets that description. Maybe we can throw those couple words in the notes section of the show notes too, for the next guy who doesn't know what this thing is.
We will take that note, Jack. Thanks.
That's Phil, station on 2 for Cal.
With you on 2, Jessica.
I think I've wrapped up here. I did find that temp stow power cable bag that was mentioned. I had just put it in the empty bubble wrap bags to be reused because that's what like we were doing the rest of them. So I did find that one. I put that back in 5383. I do still need the info for those two items I reported, the syringe and the torque drivers. And then there's one more item. The common mode filter removed GMT-117 that came out of JLP, and it said to temp stow it in the temp mesh bag, but then it never gave me a final location for it. So I have that, and then I did report the percentage is full. 5383 is very full. I would suggest maybe removing some of those items into the other ones, but I didn't want to do that yet since I didn't really have the big picture of which items would be used together for the future ops. So maybe if the ground team has a recommendation, if nothing else is going in 5383, it is manageable as is, but there's so many different things in there. It's a little bit in microgravity. Sometimes things can escape from you. There's more room in 5233 and 5567. And the last question is I just wanted to see which of these bags I would be using for tomorrow's activities, because if I'm using them, I'll just leave them temp stowed for now instead of putting them in JLP, given the state of JLP and it being also our hygiene area. Going in and out of there multiple times is a little bit cumbersome if we don't have to do it.
We got the all, Jessica, and we'll work on getting answers for your current questions. We do have some answers regarding the syringes you found and the torque drivers. For the syringes, we think we have a location, but we would like you to confirm the part number on the syringes.
Part number is Bravo Delta 309-647-5.
Perfect. That's the part number we were looking for. Those can go to Cygnus 24, Starboard 2, Section 12, and there should be a 10.0 CTB, serial number 5076.
Okay, so are these stringes going to be in a final location somewhere else on station eventually? Because it would be probably better to just put them in their final location rather than putting them back in Cygnus just to be unpacked later. And if they're going in a 10.0 and they're just to a very small Ziploc bag, I don't know that 10.0s don't have lid pockets, so I'm worried that they would get lost in there.
We copy that, Jessica. You can put that bag of syringes in 1.05233 instead if you'd like.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a better plan. I will put them in the lid of 5233.
We copy that. And then for the torque drivers, we're not quite sure what these are or what they're related to, so we'd love some pictures.
Okay, yeah, you know, to me it actually looks like they are tools, probably from our extra tools that are in node 2, because they have, it's a Ziploc bag and there's a piece of gray tape that has a number 2 on it, and that's how a lot of those bags are labeled, and these look just like standard tools. So I will take some pictures and just temp some of them for now, but my guess is they may have been, maybe somebody used them and they never put them back in the temp tools when they were doing a cold atom lab activity.
And we copy the info. Good words for us, and we'll take those photos when you send them back.
Okay, and then I guess we'll give a little bit more time on the common mode filter.
And we're looking into it now. We'll give you a call back as soon as we have a location.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
And Houston followed along with the conversation.
Yeah, with that return call, if you can let me know which bag. Sorry, I think I stepped on you. What was that?
Sorry, that was Houston just saying we followed along with the discussion about the tools, and OSA was listening, so we'll be ready to see those photos too.
Okay, great. Sounds good. And then also when you call me back about that other stuff, if you can let me know which of those CTVs we're using tomorrow, and then I'll stow the rest of them. Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll get you that information, Jessica.
Houston Station, Jackson 2 for OGS hardware gather.
Go ahead, Jack.
Line 10 and 11 of the stow notes calls for me to find a 24 by 24 Ziploc bag of Teflon bags. I found a smaller bag of bags, which may or may not be Teflon. I'm not an expert. Just want to make sure if this is what this stow note is calling for, or I should be looking for something else.
Checking. And Jack, we got a good view. And Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and the Ziploc of torque drivers.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey Jessica, you correctly identified that Ziploc. The team here took a look and we confirmed that matches the description of a bag that's been missing since last June. So you can go ahead and stick that in the spare tool CTB, and we do not need photos if you haven't taken them yet.
Okay, I did already take those and set them down. I'll put them in the spare tool CTV. Glad we could find something.
Strong work. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and the Teflon bags.
Jack's with you on 2.
Jack, we did a little digging, and A-Firm, we believe those bags are the ones you're looking for.
Man, it's just an OGS palooza. Everything's going well.
Woohoo!
So Station on 2 for Sam's.
With you on 2?
Yeah, more good news in finding things. The Sam's 2 C-Track device was the first thing I saw when I went to the very first location, so I'm not sure why that was reported missing earlier. It was just free-floating in that JLP Aft 1 Golf location. It was not in a Sam's bag. There is a large, there's only one other item in there. It's a large plastic bag, but it isn't labeled. So I just wanted to verify, and I will label it as Sam's. It has a few small bags that one of which was also found free-floating wireless dongle that does say for Sam's. And then in the large plastic bag, there's another one of those wireless dongles that says Sam's. Everything else in the plastic bag doesn't say Sam's, though. For example, there's EE to TSH EF cable. There is TSH to TSH cable, and there is a TSH, which, there is a side label on this one. So I think this is a Sam's bag. I'll put the T-Track device in there, and I will label it as so if you agree.
And we copy all, Jessica. Good news. Glad you found it, and we are good with that plan.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
No problem. And while I have you, we do have a location for the common mode filter whenever you're ready for it, and some words about the CTVs you'll be using tomorrow.
Hey, I'm ready to copy.
All right. So that common mode filter can go in 1.05.5.6.7. If it doesn't fit, please let us know. And then for the CTVs you're using tomorrow, so the activity is still being developed and in work, so we're not 100% sure exactly which CTVs you'll be using. If we get an answer before evening DC, we will get it up to you. But for now, we'd like you to stow the CTVs per stow track.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. So station on 2.
With you on 2.
Yeah, one go back on this SAMS 2 seat track device. The wanted poster says I'm looking for serial number 104, and the one that I found is serial number 002.
Copy. All right, we're looking into it. Thank you.
Assuming, though, that there was only one that we were looking for, given the other text in there, so there's no point to keep looking for 104, correct?
And Jessica, it sounds like we are specifically looking for serial number 104.
Okay, so we're expecting 2 to be in this bag then?
And that's A from Jessica.
Okay, well then I did not find 104, but I did serial number 002 is now in that plastic bag instead of just free-floating in there.
And we copy.
You would like me to keep looking then in the other locations for 104?
Yes, please, as time allows.
Okay, copy, thanks.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Jessica and Sam at your convenience.
Right on 2.
Hey, Jessica, we have a quick request for you related to Sam. We believe the RTS door 2 is at Jim 42 Lima 2 got inadvertently switched off sometime yesterday, and we'd like you to flip it back on. And correction, that's
sorry,
Jim
42. What that is again?
Absolutely, it's the Sam's RTS Romeo Tango Sierra Drawer 2, and that's going to be Jim Ford 1 Lima 2, and it just needs to be turned back on.
Okay, sure, I'll do that now. And I did not find that that adapter, unfortunately. I did find some mounting plates in one of those, the MSG Hardware CTVs, but I've looked in all the locations listed and I have not found it. I checked all the serial numbers for the ones that are deployed in other locations, and I'll let the rest of the crew know the item we're looking for to keep their eyes out on the rest of the station, but so far I've not found it.
And we copy all, Jessica. We appreciate the effort.
All right, no problem. This station on 2, the SAMS 2 RTS fan power is back on, so I see LEDs on fan power and also drawer power.
Copy that. Thank you so much.
This is station Jack on 2 for OJ.
Go ahead, Jack.
The sample valve is closed. Rack closeout is complete. 4.3. It's taking me a little bit of time to get into this rack. There was a bunch of cold atom laptops that were set up in front. I presume I'm going to be working with this lab this rack the whole day, so I should leave those laptops kind of stowed out of the way for the rest of the day. Is that right?
That's affirmed, Jack. Good call. And while we got you, we wanted to let you know if you want, you can take your midday meal before pressing into the H2ST removal. That can happen after your midday meal. And to alleviate a little bit of schedule worry if it's on your mind, those last two purple activities on your day can get rescheduled off today if we need a little more time for the other activities.
Okay. I'll probably take you up on that and have a quick lunch before I get back into it. Just a little bit of a slow start with the stowage and the setup in the area, but now that I'm into the area, hopefully things will go a little smoother from here on out.
Yeah, we appreciate you doing the scavenger hunt for all the materials, and we like the plan. We'll talk to you after your lunch.
Peace, Sensation Jackson. Peace, Sensation Jackson.